Well, hello everybody. It's Monday morning. I'm tired. If you can tell, I'm just woke up. I wanted to make my recording today, like before I got into the office, so that it would be a little bit better, so I could talk a little bit more about what's going on. But this week was really cool. So we had a bunch of things that were going on.
See Monday.
Linda, we had our PA, so it's kind of clean the offices to get ready for other Tashada, which was cool. Just kind of like the whole P-Day, we were just in there doing all that stuff. Then, let's see, Tuesday, we went to the office to kind of get ready a little bit more for other Tashada. Did a bunch of things, and then in the afternoon, we were like gonna go back into our area, but it just took forever to get everything all like set up and all ready to be able to have the conference. So we ended up just kind of staying there the whole night, which kind of stunk, but it was good because we were able to get it ready. Then let's see, Wednesday. So Wednesday was the first conference that we had with other Tashada. It was really good. Like the whole idea was that we need to be baptizing more, and that this month with Light the World, we just need to focus on that and use that as a really great like common ground between the members and the missionaries to be able to find new people to be able to teach and baptize. Cause like the idea is like it's. A lot of elders like kind of get the idea that like it's hard to baptize, like in this mission we don't baptize and stuff, but like President, he's been trying to like get rid of that mindset the entire time he's been here, just like get people to realize that like they can baptize if they just put their mind to it and they work hard to be able to reach that goal, they're gonna reach it. So, it was cool because like the 70 was pretty much just supporting what President has been doing this whole time, you know. So it was really cool. He
used a lot of examples of like things that we could be doing to be able to find more people, serve people, and
participate in Light the World. So that's exciting. I'm excited to participate this year. We're trying to think of ways we can help out others. So yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying it. Light the World. It's just such a cool campaign. Like, it's literally just 25 days of just service to people, and it's really cool. Well, after the conference, with other Tashada, we had a meeting with him and President. It was just us four. Me, my comp, President, and other Tashada. It was really cool. We were able to, like obviously we never had a meeting with the mission president and the area, like the Area 70 president. So that was really cool, but kind of the whole time he was just kind of telling us that we need to start baptizing more, just kind of like trying to, just really focusing on that. So that was good. Like now we're excited. We're trying to think outside the box. We're trying to be a little bit more bold. We're trying to like make the baptismal interview or invitations more powerful to help the people understand the importance of it, you know? So that'll be good. Like we're really gonna focus on that this month, because there's a lot more people that are willing to listen to us this month. So that was cool. That was actually like a really cool experience. And let's see, Thursday, we had another conference with other Tashada, and it's kind of cool because he completely changed the conference. Like the first day, it was completely different than the second day. The second day, you focus a lot more on like our teaching, how we're teaching, how we can be more effective, how we need to do baptismal invitations, and that was really cool. Because like people could maybe have the fear that if they invite their friends to be baptized, or like if the missionaries invite their friends to be baptized, like in the first lesson, that it's like too fast, or that if we're inviting people to be baptized, like we're not really doing what we're supposed to. But it's kind of ridiculous if you think like that, because like baptism is their gate into the celestial kingdom. Like if they can get baptized, then they receive the remission of their sins and they can receive the Holy Ghost and keep in their lives that they can return to the presence of our Father in heaven. And so it's like, it was cool because he's like, all right, brother, we're here to help you to be able to make covenants with our Father in heaven. And we know that that if you can like follow the example of Jesus Christ and be baptized, you receive blessings. So, will you follow the example of Jesus Christ and get baptized? And the person's like, no, like, I'm just now getting to know you guys. Like, I don't know a lot. I don't really feel ready. And he's like, okay, yeah, we were expecting that you would give us that answer. But that's exactly why we're here. We're here to be able to strengthen your faith and help you feel ready to be baptized. We figured that you weren't going to be ready at this moment, and we also know that you're not ready in this moment. Right now, you're smoking, you don't live, you're not married to your wife, you haven't gone to church, you haven't read the Book of Mormon. Like, there's quite a few things that you need to be able to improve before you can get baptized. But that's why we're here. We're going to help you to be able to overcome these things so that you can get baptized. It's just like super cool. It's like super like direct and super to the point. We actually had tried it in our area a couple times, which has been pretty cool. So we're excited, and in our meeting with Elder Tashida, he just kind of looked at me and my comp, and he's like, listen, if you guys want the whole mission to be baptizing, or he's like, if you guys want a district to be baptizing, the district leaders need to be baptizing. If you guys want the zone to be baptizing, you need the zone leaders to be baptizing. If you guys want the mission to be baptizing, you need the assistants to be baptizing. And so we're going to be really focusing on baptizing this transfer, because like in our area, we just had a baptism, which is the first baptism in a year or 2 years in our area. So it's getting better. We've been finding a lot of families. We've been working really hard, trying to like take advantage of every moment we have in our area, so that's been really good. And it's kind of cool with this Light the World thing, because we're able to just like stop everybody in the street and just like try to give them a little card, explain Light the World, and try to see if they want us to come over to their house. So that's been really cool. So yeah, I'm excited for Christmas. It's gonna be sweet. Let's see, then Friday, we went in the morning to try to prepare some stuff for this week. We had to send out a couple emails. You know, normal stuff. We were able to finish that. We had to do an emergency transfer because Elder Larson went home. So we had to find somebody to replace him. So we had to go to this elder's apartment, get his stuff, and bring him back to the offices. So that was fun. It was cool. I was able to go back to Tolosa, where I started the mission. We went to their pension to drop off the comp of the elder that went to Sebastio's. So that was really cool. Because it's been almost 2 years since I've been at that pension. Just like all the memories of with Elder Chandler and Elder Sosa. It was super cool. It's funny because it's like all the same, but then there's a lot of stuff that's changed. Oh yeah, and also like the other week when we went to do interviews in La Plata Centro, it was so cool. I forgot to tell you guys, but we like went in and they had like an activity there, and so all of, like a couple of the members from Tolosa were there, and the bishop's wife. Well, now he's not the bishop, so the ex-bishop's wife was there with her daughters. There's like a couple other members. A couple members that I had never met that started coming after I left, which was super cool. So I was able to like get to know them, and it was funny. The bishop's wife, when she saw me, she's like, "Hey, Elder LeBaron, how are you?" I was just like, "Oh my gosh, you guys actually remember me!" Like when I was in Tolosa, I couldn't even speak Spanish, let alone have like a conversation so that you guys could get to know me. But it was really cool. It was a cool little experience to be able to see them again. So then let's see, Friday we went to the plaza, dropped it off. Saturday was a miracle, because we were able to do splits with the zone leaders in our area, because like it's kind of hard to be able to have a lot of time to work in our area, and even more so with all these conferences that we've been having and interviews and stuff. It's just been like hard to find time to work in our area, but what was cool was we were able to just make like a super crazy plan, and we went out with the zone leaders, and we were able to find like in the whole day we found like seven people. Well, in the morning we found like seven people between me and my comp and the zone leaders, and we were able to get out like five baptismal dates and stuff. So it was really cool, because like it's been kind of tough for us to get that until now, but we were able to reach the goal, which was super cool. So now we just have to keep working with them to be able to get them to church. But yeah, it was cool. We found this one lady named Patricia, and we went past her, and she just has like a problem smoking. Like apparently it's like a big problem, and it's like I think she has like a couple like mental problems and stuff too. But apparently she used to come to the church, and it's kind of cool. So we like went past her to try to find her, and we were able to find her, and she was like smoking out in front of her house. So we went up and talked to her, invited her to church, and it was cool because she ended up like, we went past her house Sunday morning, and she's like, "Oh, I need to go to like the doctor right now, but when I get back, I'm gonna come pass by the church and I'll come in." Okay, so. So we were getting out of the church, like, cause like the whole church finished, and we get out, and she was like waiting out there, and just like was coming into the church right as we were leaving. We're like, "Oh darn, you missed it," but she's like, "Oh okay, well I'll come next Sunday." And then she's like, "And look, I have an electronic cigarette. I'm gonna use this to help me stop smoking." We're like, "Oh sweet, awesome, sounds good. We're gonna work with you then, so you can stop smoking." So that was cool. Then there's this guy, Oscar Pedro. We like went past his house, and apparently he was like an old investigator, and we were able to talk with him a little bit. It was cool. He just like invited us into his house. And, it's funny, we were teaching the lesson. I was just, like, super focused on him, just, like, teaching the lesson. And then, like, kind of, like, halfway through the lesson, I, like, look up, and right behind him, it's, like, this calendar with, like, this underwear model on it. And I'm, like, oh, freak. So I'm, like, teaching him, I'm, like, focusing on Oscar and stuff. And the whole time, I'm, like, man, I gotta tell this guy to throw this picture away. So then, like, we finish the lesson, and I tell him, I'm like, we're like leaving, and I like point to the picture. I'm like, "Hey, you know this is sin, right? Like, you gotta throw this thing away." he's like, "Oh, well, there's worse sins out there." And I'm like, "Well, yeah, but I mean, come on, man," because like the whole time he was talking about how he like wanted to have a wife because he wasn't married and he like lived by himself, and like all of his family is like died and just kind of had like a tough life. Like, "Well, dude, you're not gonna have a wife if you keep this crap on your wall." And so it was funny. We'll see. I hope I didn't like offend him, but oh well. I told him to repent, so I guess I like kind of did my job. But But yeah, so that was fun. Let's see. What else happened? I feel like there's like a bunch of stuff that happened this week. It was like a good week. It felt like I was a missionary. David Dodd. But yeah, then Sunday it was pretty much normal. Just worked in our area. It was pretty fun. Went out with a member to go visit some people. And yeah, good times. I'm excited to hear how this what's it called? How this Christmas party goes that you guys are gonna throw this weekend. I hope it'll be fun. So yeah. Well, I'm gonna share a scripture here. Spanish ones over there. So we have like the challenge to read the Book of Mormon before the end of the year. I'm trying hard, but it's kind of hard to find time to read it. I'm not gonna lie. Alright, so I'm just reading about Ammon. Ammon's just such a stud. Alright. So this is sweet. So Ammon is a stud. I love Ammon. Let's see. No, did you see these words? Okay, there you go. So this is sweet. So Ammon goes to preach the gospel to the Lamanites, right? And it's such a cool story because I like the promise that God makes with Ammon, and then how Ammon completes with the promise. So I'm gonna read Alma 17. 10 and 11 first. So it says, "And it came to pass that the Lord did visit them with his spirit, and said unto them, Be comforted. And they were comforted. And the Lord said unto them also, Go forth among the Lamanites, thy brethren, and establish my word. Yet ye shall be patient in longsuffering and afflictions, that ye may show forth good examples unto them and me. And I will make an instrument of thee in my hands unto the salvation of many souls." So I love that. That's like the promise that if he goes out to establish the word, and that if he's patient, long-suffering in his afflictions, and that he's a good example unto people, he will make him an instrument in his hands for the salvation of many souls. And I love how when he gets there, like Ammon was a pretty awesome dude, because he gets there, the king offers him his daughters. He obviously declines because he says, you know, I'm a missionary. I need to focus on my purpose of teaching you guys the gospel. I'm not here to get a wife. Then he goes and he says what I love. It says, and it came to pass. Ah, there you go. But Ammon said unto him, yea, in 25 it says, but Ammon said unto him, nay, but I will be thy servant. Therefore Ammon became a servant to the king Lamoni. And it came to pass that he was set among other servants to watch the flocks of Lamoni, according to the custom of the Lamanites. We all know the story of what happens after the other Lamanites start coming and making the flocks scatter. But then Ammon feels joy, like it's seeing the servants. Like sad because he knows that he can show them the power that he has through God. which is kind of a cool concept because, like, he's like, he rejoices in the like fear of the other people because he knows the plan of salvation. He knows, like, he knows his purpose, and it's cool because us as children of God, like, there's a lot of difficulties and trials that we have in life, but we need to realize that these trials are always a blessing for us. It's a moment to learn or to teach others. And so I really like that part. Well, then after he cuts off the arms, kills a couple of the Lamanites, and he comes back to the king. The king brings him before him. And I really love what he says. He says, which is right. There we go. And it says, I say unto you, what is it that thy marvelings are so great? Behold, I am a man, and am thy servant. Wherefore, whatsoever thou desirest, which is right, that will I do. And it's super cool because Ammon could have gone in and completed with his calling of being a missionary to go teach the Lamanites, and he could have shown his power and used it to like preach to everybody and be like a great prophet and convince everybody of the power that he had. But instead he chose to be their servant, you know, the servant of the king. He went and just helped the king, did everything that, like it says here, whatsoever thou desirest, which is right, that will I do. And it's super cool because, like, if we serve our fellow brethren, if we can help everybody out and show them our example, be an example unto everybody, they'll realize that there's something different about us, and they'll want to learn more, right? They're gonna want to ask questions or ask for the reasons why we do or the things that we do, and that gives us a perfect opportunity to explain them, you know, like maybe in Utah where there's a bunch of members everywhere, it may not be so easy, but even then, there's still people that know the church forever, and if we're good examples to them, they'll realize that we're true disciples of Christ, that we're trying to follow him and be examples of him in our lives. So my challenge for you guys is that you can participate and light the world, and that you can think of ways to serve others, think of ways to be disciples of Christ, and to help light up the world, make it a better place. I know that there's a lot of problems going on, there's a lot of difficulties that we're having in the world, but if we can just keep being examples to the believers, we'll see miracles in our lives. But I know that the Book of Mormon is true. I see every day that there's new things I learn, there's new insights that I can apply in my day and be blessed. I know that if we do our best to try to make ourselves better every day, we'll also be blessed. But yeah, I love you guys tons. I hope you all are doing great. And yeah, love you tons. I'll talk to you more later today. So love you. Bye.